Our sermon text for today comes from the 16th chapter of the book of John, starting in verse 12 through verse 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Holy Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. This is the word of God for the people of God. This Sunday in the church is Trinity Sunday, when we celebrate the Trinity. One of the problems that we have, I think, is we understand the Father and the Son and what they do. God the Father we think of as the creator of everything. We think of Jesus Christ the Son as God in human form who came to earth to teach us, to die on a cross for our sins, to pay the penalty that we were to pay. But what about this Holy Spirit? What is His job? There are people who think the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to make us talk in other tongues. That's not what it's about. In unknown languages. That is one of the things of the Holy Spirit. And we've talked about the gifts of the Spirit, and most of you have filled out a spiritual gift inventory. And I'm right on that. I'll have that back to you soon. It's only been 4 months. I'm getting it. But that's part of the job of the Holy Spirit, is to empower the church with the gifts that are necessary for the work of the church. And that sounds good, but what is the Holy Spirit? We know what its purpose is. We understand, I think, pretty much what the Holy Spirit does. But who is the Holy Spirit? And why did the Holy Spirit come? And to answer this, we need to go back to the Old Testament, to Genesis. Spirit in Hebrew is the same word as wind. It's ruach. And if we read in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, when God was created everything, it actually does not say that God said, "Let there be light." It said God breathed. And it's the word ruach, the same word that's used for the Spirit of God. God didn't speak everything into existence. He breathed it through the Holy Spirit. That's how everything came into existence. So when we think of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God was given to the prophets. Every time a prophet would go to speak a prophecy from God, the Spirit of God would come upon them. It's not something they did. God didn't send them a letter and say, "Go to these people and say this." The Spirit of God, the Ruach, the breath of God came upon them, and they spoke for God. When they were done prophesying in God's name and prophesying for God, God took His Spirit back. So we read in the Old Testament that it's sort of a as-needed thing. As God needed people to speak for Him, He would breathe His Spirit upon them and they would be able to speak the Word of God because God was dwelling in them through His Spirit. So in the Old Testament, we have God giving His Spirit but then taking it back, not leaving it with people, because people were not righteous in God's eyes because they were sinners. And they had, the only option they had was to give sacrifices, to repent of the sins which they have committed. So it was a sin, offer a sacrifice. Sin, offer a sacrifice. So there was not the opportunity for people to dwell, or for God to dwell within people in the Old Testament. But when Jesus Christ came to earth and died on the cross, then the opportunity came for God to send His Spirit to continue to dwell in us. Because we now are made righteous. God can breathe His Spirit into us, and it can stay with us. That doesn't mean that we're never going to sin again. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to be a perfect person. What it means is that God is at work in us through the Holy Spirit. And the New Testament spends a lot of time talking about what the Holy Spirit does in us. It talks about the gifts of the Spirit, where God gives different people in the church the ability to do different things for the good of the church. There are pastors, and there are musicians, and there are administrators, and there's all kinds of different gifts. There's servants. All kinds of different gifts within the church, and they're all given by the Holy Spirit. The most important thing that we need to remember about the Holy Spirit is that it's God dwelling in us. It's God Himself. See, when Jesus left, God no longer was on earth if He didn't send the Holy Spirit. So there would be no guide for the apostles, because they had learned to depend on God for their guidance, just as we in the church should learn to depend upon God for our guidance. So Jesus tells them that He is going to send, and the word in Greek oftentimes is translated comforter, but the word in Greek is better translated counselor, a guide, someone who gives you good wisdom, good information on how to live your life. And that's part of the job of the Holy Spirit. Now, humans have tried to take that and said, well, that's just your conscience. Now, it's God at work within us. And in fact, God is at work within us even before we know who God is. Not that He gives us the Holy Spirit before we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, but His Holy Spirit is at work in the world. This is what John Wesley calls prevenient grace. And we talked about grace at Bible study this week. Grace is God's unmerited mercy. It's something that God gives us that we have no way earned or really even deserve because we're sinners. In God's grace, He reaches out to people who don't even know who God is. It's why evangelism is so important in the church. Not because people know who God is, because if we reach out with God and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through others, He will lead us to people who He has already prepared their hearts, so that they then will come to know God as their Savior. In the church, we seem to have gotten away from evangelism. Or we do evangelism for the purpose of getting more people into church. It's about numbers. More people in the pews, that's evangelism. That's not evangelism. Evangelism is changing lives for Jesus Christ, helping people to know who Jesus Christ is in their life. And the Holy Spirit is a part of that. The Holy Spirit is already preparing. As the Bible tells us, that some people have already planted the seed. There are others who have spoken to people about God. And as that seed was planted, the Holy Spirit begins to work in people. And then through the Holy Spirit, God brings us to those people, guides us to them, so that they can make a decision to follow Him. The Holy Spirit is the most important part of the Trinity for us as a church, because it's God dwelling in us. And we're told here in this passage in John from Jesus that the Holy Spirit doesn't speak whatever it wants to speak. It only speaks God's word to us. It speaks the same thing that Jesus speaks. So if somebody comes to you and the Spirit is telling me that we need to hate all black people or all whatever people, or that's not God's word. The Holy Spirit cannot go against God because the Holy Spirit is God. And that's what Jesus says here. He can't teach something that goes against the word of God. And that's one of the important things we need to remember all the time when we're dealing with people in the church. That if something comes up, whether it's a thought or a theology or an idea, and it goes against Scripture, we have to say, well, that doesn't fit with what God has taught us. Now, that doesn't mean that even after nearly 2,000 years of scholarship, we understand everything. We're still learning. We're still finding out a lot of stuff about what God is teaching us, and that's part of the job of the Holy Spirit. I've been a pastor for almost 30 years, and there's not a day goes by that I don't learn something. I can read a passage that I've read literally hundreds of times and say, wow, I didn't see that. That's the Holy Spirit working in us to teach us. And since the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us, it understands where we are in our walk. The Holy Spirit is not going to try and teach you about something like anthropomorphism. Most of you probably couldn't even say the word if you had to repeat it. And it's really not important. I just love the sound of it. Anthropomorphism. But all it means is that when we write, we give God human characteristics because we need to understand God to the best of our ability. We call God, in the Old Testament, God is called a mother hen who gathers her chicks. Does that mean God is a chicken? No, it doesn't mean that. But it helps us to have a picture of what God. The Holy Spirit allows us to understand what God is doing in our lives and what God has for us to do. I remember distinctly my call to ministry and how God placed that call upon me and how I ran away from it for a lot of years and decided I didn't want to be a pastor. Pastors have to get up in front of people. That's scary. Pastors have to do all kinds of things. Things that I wasn't sure I wanted to do. But because God kept after me through the Holy Spirit, you know, it's kind of like when your mother says you got to do something. Just do it. Get it over with. You know she's not going to let you go. Just go ahead and do it. Get it over with. Dad, you can probably, he'll finally get tired and do it himself. God's that way. God is after us. Now, he's not going to force us to do his will. He's not going to force us to follow him and go in the places that he has us to go. But he's going to keep after us through the Holy Spirit, keep pushing us, prodding us to go and do the things that he would have us to do, because that's the job of the Holy Spirit. The job of the Holy Spirit is to be God within us, God dwelling in us. It's been that way since the beginning of the Bible, as God sent out prophets with a message. It's just now, since we are made righteous with Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity for God to dwell with us always. He doesn't give the Holy Spirit and then take it. He gives it and leaves it so that we may be the church of God here on earth and that we may change lives. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. God with us. Amen.